In his introductory speech, State Senator Dan Galbert told the crowd that if they were looking for debate peppered with personal attacks, they might want to look elsewhere.
If you came here looking for a debate about back waxing and haircuts and who hugged who, you're not going to get it.
He was, of course, referring to GOP U.S. Senate hopefuls Charlie Crist and Marco Rubio, who have been engaging in campaigns laden with character assaults on one another. The two state senators didn't scour one another's record. Instead, AG hopefuls Dan Gelber and Dave Ehrenberg, who is also a state senator, decried past and present Republican attorneys general whom they say have not been doing their job. Ehrenberg said that it's gotten so bad that the purpose of the cabinet position has been lost on many Floridians.
People don't even know nowadays what the attorney general's office does. When I go around the state and I tell them I'm running for attorney general, I get the question, oh, aren't you the guy who puts those warning labels on cigarette packages? That's the Surgeon General.
Both senators say that among the most egregious examples of recent AG missteps is current Attorney General Bill McCollum's lawsuit against the federal government. It is over the supposed unconstitutionality of the health care overhaul that President Obama signed into law last week. Gelber said that McCollum should be focusing his efforts elsewhere.
And we have an attorney general who believes it's his job to spend every single day in a frivolous lawsuit directing the attention of his office. Like there's not enough pill mills and there's not enough gangs in town that he can spend his time doing this. It's clearly nothing other than a political attempt to advance his gubernatorial campaign, and it's wrongheaded.
Ehrenberg, who is the youngest member of the Florida Senate, said that he would bring an approach to the office similar to that of Democratic former AG Bob Butterworth, who is Ehrenberg's former mentor. Among key things he'd like to tackle is the fraud that many see as one of Florida's identifying characteristics.
Every time you open up a newspaper, the consumer fraud that you read about is based in Florida. Bernie Madoff, Palm Beach County. Scott Rothstein, Broward County. Alan Stanford, Dade County. Art Nadel, Sarasota. Lou Pearlman, Orlando. Is this a coincidence? It's because we have the welcome mat outside our borders for con artists. And we've had attorneys general who have decided to take this once great office and use it to promote their own political careers rather than doing what the office needs to be doing, which is public safety and consumer protection. And if the attorney general is not doing those two things, who's going to do it?
He said another is prescription drug abuse and noted that there are more so-called pain clinics in Broward County than there are McDonald's restaurants and Walmart stores combined.
Right now, there are three times the number of people who die from prescription drug addictions than illegal drug abuse. And yet the attorney general has his focus elsewhere.
Gelber said he has also seen this firsthand and that widespread abuse of prescription painkillers is a mar on the state.
People come to Florida to get these drugs because they're given out so freely. It is a horrible thing. I prosecuted DEA-related cases where the DEA number is at issue as a prosecutor. I've dealt with the issue for 10 years, you see lives actually lost. So many lives lost simply because of our failure to rein in what I think have become, and it's mostly Oxycontin, but it's other drugs as well, a real stain on our state right now.
Gelber said that he most wants to tackle an education system that he says is woefully inadequate. He called Senate Bill 6, a bill passed last week that allows schools to fire teachers over low student test scores, the worst thing he's ever seen. He said that the first thing he plans to do if elected is sue the state over what he says is a failure to adequately fund education, as the state constitution now mandates. He said that unlike federal health care legislation, public education is the AG's business.
I went down to Bill McCollum's office, I stood in front of him, and I said, listen, our own Board of Education, all Republican appointees have said our public school system is not constitutionally being funded. You have to sue on that behalf. And if my first day as Attorney General, I will walk to the Capitol, I will tell the Senate President and the Speaker of the House that they have to fund public education adequately and comport with our Constitution.
Ehrenberg said that he agrees with his opponent, but that he wouldn't file a lawsuit. He said that this is because a similar lawsuit was filed by numerous Florida families last year.
If you want to undermine the current lawsuit that was filed by parents throughout the state that says that we are not adequately funding our public education, if you want to undermine that lawsuit, then file a competing lawsuit. The job of the AG is not to compete with a lawsuit that's already been filed. The job of the AG is to support that existing lawsuit. I met with the parents who have filed that lawsuit. I met with them 2 days ago. They do not want the AG to compete with them. They want the AG to support them. And that's what I'll do as AG. I'll support them.
While Ehrenberg and Gelber kept the barbs at bay, they haven't agreed on everything. Last year, Ehrenberg supported a bill that gave tax credits to businesses that donated to scholarship programs providing school vouchers to low-income students. Gelber didn't. They also have expressed different takes on campaign finance. The Democratic primary is in August. The winner of that election will face a Republican candidate from a pool that includes Lieutenant Governor Jeff Kottkamp. Reporting from Feather Sound, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.